house in every blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Let him go and trust me when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing.
I am counting.
Counting every blessing.
I am counting.
Surely every season you are good to.
I am counting.
I am counting every blessing.
Counting every blessing.
Counting every blessing.
Counting every blessing.
Let him go and trust me when I cannot see.
I am counting. Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for the first Sunday in the month of May. Lord, you have started with us well. And we believe in you that you will finish with us well. Oh, thank you for the testimony of today. We are believing that your children will return with greater testimony. Lord, I have no word of my own for these few minutes, few seconds. Father, speak unto us. Lord, I pray that even as your children hear your word, they will not just hear it, but they will live by it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. As we remain standing, can we please project Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Technical, please. Can we project Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. We are going to read together. 1, 2, go. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. I have a good news for someone today. Whatever battle you are going to, God will fight for you in the name of Jesus. He has said you should do what? Me that created you will fight this battle. I want you to tell three people. The Lord shall fight your battle. And you shall what? The Lord shall do what? And you shall do what? The Lord shall do what? And you shall do what? You shall hold your peace. Put your hands together as you sit in the presence of your daddy. Once again, I welcome you all to the month of May, the fifth month of the year. What does five represent? Five represent grace. My prayer for you and every one of us, that the grace of God will be sufficient for us this month and several years to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We also want to thank God because apart from the fact that the fifth month is the month of grace, this month has also been declared as a word, the month of shoutings for joy. And I pray this hour that the Lord will fight for you every of your battle, and in your home there shall be shout of joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only there will be shout of joy in your home, in Restoration Arena as well, there shall be shout of joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me hear you shout the thunders, hallelujah. The topic is your God will fight for you. Brethren, this God will fight for you. This God will fight for you. He's asking me and you to do what? Me and you should just do what? Hold our peace. Because you cannot fight it. It will fight it for you. And you will become the head and not the tail in the name of Jesus. Brethren, the message of this morning, just like I said, is that God will fight your battle. If you look at that scripture, the scripture did not tell me and you that your wife will fight the battle for you. The scripture did not tell you that your children will fight the battle for you. The scripture does not say it is your connection that will fight the battle for you. You know, some of us, we dwell on connection. When somebody messes with you, say, I don't worry. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I know? I will deal with you. Why? Because you know one senator, the world will not come to an end. What is the worst thing? They will put me in prison. But one day, I will be free. That scripture did not tell us that. It said, the Lord shall do what? Shall fight your battle. And in this month of May, it does not matter the battle before you. God will rise up for you and fight for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know what battle you are going to. Maybe battle in marriage. Maybe there's a battle going on in even the life of your children. Maybe even your place of work. People are rising against you. I have a good news for you. God will rise up on your behalf and fight your battle for you. And fight your battle for you. And defend you to the last. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. James, Matthew 28 verse 18 says the victory is of the Lord, because all power in heaven and on earth belongs to who? Belongs to Jesus. Because he is the one fighting your battle, you will be victorious. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, I will be victorious. I will be victorious. I will be victorious. I will be victorious. Brethren, when you look at the scripture, we saw the children of Israelite. They had a place they were going to. But on their way, challenges came. We know the story. Pharaoh said this once, hey, they are going, oh, who is going to be slave anymore? Who is going to fight for us? Oh, who is going to fetch water? Who is going to be there? They will not go. And what did he do? He pursued them. I pray for you in the name that is above every other name. Everyone pursue you. But not for good, for evil. The Lord will pursue them in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will pursue them in the mighty name of Jesus. They thought they could stop the children of God. Brethren, these children of God, they could not fight the battle themselves. If they have tried, they will have failed. But God fought for them. First and foremost, God saw to it that the Egyptian that were coming, he stopped them with a cloud, blocked them. And then he parted the Red Sea. I pray for you this morning that the King of Kings will see to it that every enemy pursuing you, they will perish in that Red Sea in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what they are trying to do. They will not succeed. Why? Because you are connected to God. And he's the one fighting your battle. He's the one what? Fighting your battle. Nobody can fight your battle. Oh, we all have limitation. Even a president has limitation. There's a card somebody gave me, a state trooper. And you know, sometimes God will just connect you with some people. So he gave it to me. And so one day, I was driving. I knew I was speeding. You know, there's no need to deceive myself. And this officer passed me. Bam! He turned back. And as soon as he came back, he stopped me. So, me too, I was excited. I brought out my driver's license, my insurance. I said, officer, how you doing? And on top of that, I put the card on it. So as soon as he saw the card, he was like, oh, you know, Sergeant, how is it related to you? He's in any form or shape, it's not related to me. Oh, we just work in the same place. So he said, sir, stop running. I said, thank God, though. Thank you. So he didn't give me a ticket. I have not made the bend when my phone rang. It was the sergeant. Sergeant said, Modube, why are you speeding? They will revoke it, though. So be careful. So I said, oh, so there's limited. He said, yes. When your own is too much, they will revoke it. Yeah, that's it. That's to tell you that in every area, man is limited. But somebody is not limited. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The unfailing God, the unchanging God. And I know he will fight all your battle for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, man may fail you, but God will never fail you. Can I hear you shout hallelujah? Brethren, these children of God, they will have missed it, the children of Israel. But thank God for God. He stood for them. He made way for them. They crossed the Red Sea. And at the end, they got to the promised land. I don't know what promised land that you are going to. But I want you to know that you will get there. No, I'm saying you will get there. Let me tell you, you might be in America today. You don't know what God's plan is for you. You know, I met a young man when I first of all arrived in this country, going back to 2014. He was attending a church in Washington, in Baltimore, called Jesus House Baltimore. The man was doing well. He was not, you know, it's not, he wasn't driving a cab or anything. As a matter of fact, he was a registered nurse. And the wife was a registered nurse. But I noticed that every time I go to that church and I have opportunity to speak to him, he will always tell me, I am not happy. The money is there. In fact, they live in somewhere called Howard County. I mean, go and Google Howard County. The people that live there, they have earth, they have rest that they are giving to other people. So it wasn't that he was suffering. But he told me, sir, I'm not happy. So I said, you know, if you say you are not happy, your wife gets good job, you have good job. What do you want, small boy like me that just came to America? I said, I'm not happy. Then what I noticed was that I went back 2 years after. And I was asking my brother and sister, I said, where is that job? He said, who? He said, the second month he spoke to you, he packaged his luggage and his family and returned back to Nigeria. I said, why? He said, you will call him. He will talk to you. So I called him because I was curious. He said, sir, don't let lie to you. God did not tell us to go to America. We only went because our neighbor won visa lottery. So we tried. We took one visa lottery. It was suffering. He said, but today, the money I've never made, I'm making it in my life. He said, I'm enjoying myself. That's why I know that that promised land that the Lord has promised to take, you will get in the mighty name of Jesus. It does not matter what you are going through. You will not miss your promised land. I say you will not miss your promised land. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. Quickly, I want somebody to please turn to Daniel chapter 6. We want to quickly read a long verse from verse 1 to 24. Quickly, please. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 14. Somebody, I want somebody to read from us. Particularly somebody from the choir, if they quickly can do that for us. God bless you. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 24. Hallelujah. Our choir, are we sleeping? God have mercy. Daddy, go ahead, sir. God bless you, sir. The Lord will increase you the more, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes.
Hallelujah.
Which, Daniel chapter 6.
Daniel 6 from verse 1 to 24.
Princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents of whom Daniel was forced, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Verse 3, then this Daniel was preferred above the president.
Sorry,
and princes.
They said this Daniel was what?
Preferred.
Please raise up your right hand. In the name that is above every other name. Anywhere you are working, when there is promotion, they will prefer to promote you than anybody else in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go ahead, Daddy. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Then that was preferred. About the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him.
An excellent what?
Spirit was
May
in him.
May excellent spirit rest in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go ahead, Daddy.
And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel.
They decided to do what, sir?
The kingdom.
They decided to do what, sir?
Occasion against
they
them.
Decided to find an occasion
against Daniel.
Ah, go ahead, sir.
Concerning the kingdom.
Yes.
But they couldn't find none.
They could not do what, Daddy?
Find.
They could not find none. I pray for everyone here. Everyone looking for something. Something against you. So that you will not succeed. So that you will not be promoted. I said they will find none in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God.
Daddy, stop right there, sir. They could not find anything in terms of human's fault. So they look somewhere else. See, if we cannot find human error concerning, there must be, and they said, God, are they not stupid? The Bible says you are his anointed. He said, touch not my anointed and do what? And do my prophet no harm. Daddy continues, sir.
Then said Then this president and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions.
Daddy, please wait. Lift up your hands. You want to pray a prayer. You want to tell God that in the land of America, in this land of America, any law that will be passed, that they are thinking they are using it against you, may the Lord turn it around and favor you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Say, whatever law. We are praying.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that he be not changed according to the law of Medes and Persians, which uttereth none. We have for King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt down upon his knees three times a day and pray and give thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Verse 12. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man
men are wicked
that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which uttereth not. Verse 13. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Verse 14. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Verse 15. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him to the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting, neither were instrument of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the dens of the lions. And verse 20, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth.
Hallelujah. Stop right, daddy. Hey, my laborers came, baba. They thought they have ended Daniel. But God showed up. God did what?
God showed up.
God did what?
Showed up.
God did what?
Showed up.
Raise up your right hand. You want to pray. Every bowed mouth.
Every bowed mouth.
Every bowed mouth. that is trying to put you in a cage. Every bowed mouth that is trying to put you in a cage. The same way you delivered Daniel from the lion's den, deliver me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice. The same way God shut the mouth, God sent the angel to shut the mouth of the lion. God will shut your mouth. God will deliver you. God will deliver you. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Go ahead, Daddy.
My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth.
Amen.
That they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Verse 24, and the king commanded that they brought those men which had accused Daniel, that and they cast them into the den of lions.
Hallelujah.
Them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces. And ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations and languages, that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you.
Amen.
I make a decree.
Yes.
That in every dominion of my kingdom,
yes,
men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel.
Hallelujah.
For he is living God.
Hallelujah.
And steadfast forever.
Hallelujah.
And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end.
Thank you, sir. Can we put our hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Brethren, let me tell you, if you read what verse 5:24 says, he said, at the end of the day, the king said, gossiper, problem people, instigators, destiny killers. You see, that is why we must be careful as parents. You see what the king said? Don't bring them alone, no.
Bring their wife.
Bring their family. Bring their children. The children that have not committed any offense. But because his parents decided to be against the chosen of God, they pack all of them and give them to lion. Rise up on your feet. Please, are you ready to pray with me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We want to talk to God. We were told that the month of May is a month of shout of joy. Whether you like it or not, the enemy is on the rampage, trying to destroy life. But we want to talk to God this morning. We want to call on God. That the same God that rose for Daniel and saw to it that another was given for the family, the husband and the wife, and were packed to replace him where they wanted God to end his life. You want to talk to God that in your own case, the same way God stood for Daniel, God will stand for you. And he will make sure that every plan is reversed and every of your enemy are put into where they want you to be. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Are you praying? Talk to the Almighty God. Talk to the Almighty God. Father, we thank you. No one can be like you. We appreciate you. Every plan, not only were you walked down and around, but everyone, Lord, as you removed them, you would have blessed me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please have your seat quickly. Time is going, let's just round up. What must I do so that God can fight for me? God does not just fight. You must do something for God to do what? To fight for you. In your place of work, if you are not coming on time, you don't complete assignment, you will never be promoted. But when you do what you are supposed to do, God will look down and see to it that promotion you deserve, you get it. And you will get your promotion in the mighty name of Jesus. So what does I do? What are those things that I must do to see to it that God can fight me? Number one, be separated unto him. One, be on his side. Number three, do his will. Praise the Lord. You must do what? Be separated unto him. Be on whose side? God's side. And also make sure you are doing all his will. If you look at the life of Joseph, it was because Joseph separated himself. Not only that, Joseph was already on the side of God. And Joseph was doing the will of God. That was at the end of the day, the Lord fought for him. I said the Lord will fight for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, learn to do what? Learn to trust in God. Learn to do what? If you have not been doing that, start now. Because it was the trust that Daniel had in God that he was delivered. Because he had that trust in God, he was set free. I pray for you that the Lord will give you the grace to start now to keep trusting the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, you need to start obeying his word. Stop doubting the word of God. Stop doubting the word of God. The decree was made that there should be no prayer. But Daniel did not allow that to stop him. He still went further to do what he needed to do in obedience to the word of God. And I pray that the grace to obey the word of God, the Lord will give unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. What else? You must start to learn to praise and worship God. The Bible makes us know that Paul and Silas, they were in the prison. The Bible says, what did they do? They were praising and worshiping God. And what happened? God came to fight for them. And what happened? Gates were opening on their own accord. I pray for you. As you begin to praise and worship God, gates will begin to open unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. What are the benefits when God fights for you? Number one, your peace will be intact. Amen. Your joy will be intact. Your blessing will be intact. The Almighty God will silence all your enemy. Your enemy will be what? Will be disgraced. Your enemy will be afraid to come near you. Why? Because God is the one fighting your battle. My prayer for us as we go this week, that everywhere you go to, the Lord will fight your battle. The Lord will fight your battle. Let's rise up on our feet. You want to lift up your voice and say, Father, Father, fight all my battle for me. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. And say, Father, no matter what battle comes my way, fight it for me, fight it for me. Fight it for me, fight it for me. Fight it for me, fight it for me. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lastly, you want to say, Father, whatever comes my way, give me victory over every situation. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Say, Father, no matter what it is, every battle, give me victory.